Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with John Springsteen from Simtronics.
My name is John Springsteen. The company is Simtronics Corporation, based in Little Silver, New Jersey. I'm actually based in Houston.
You're based out of Houston?
Yes, I am.
And Simtronics, describe what that is.
Well, this is a small company that's been doing process simulation for 25 years. And most of us work for other companies, big companies like Honeywell or ABB or people like that. And we decided to come together and get a company designed to help train operators in plants, but also to be used by colleges like Bismarck State, which has our simulator, to train their students to get jobs in these plants.
A simulator, a lot of people think of flying, of course, but we're talking oil and gas, we're talking construction, we're talking about not flying. So how many different industries are you guys got your fingers in?
Yeah, we're in the oil and gas, upstream and downstream, and midstream, and power, pulp and paper, and green energy, like ethanol and biomass fermentation, that type of stuff. We're doing that also.
What do you bring to the table? Is it like just a step-by-step process and a visualization, or are you showing them how they are going to save money by you only need X amount of shingles or what, I guess?
Well, the big thing about a simulator, whether it's a generic simulator or a custom simulator, is you can do things with it that you can't do in the actual plant or the field operator. You can't create situations and events that could kill people or hurt people, but you can do that on a simulator. And these days, with most of the plants running on advanced control, they're just having hours and hours of boredom and then moments of terror. So we're training them to handle the moments of terror, be prepared for it, know what to do, how to react, and also to diagnose it before it happens.
Are you finding that other industries are picking up the simulation? I'm thinking of like ag, for example, agriculture or pharmaceuticals?
It's always more difficult to simulate batch processes, but now the technology is advanced. So almost all the major Pfizer and all the major pharmaceutical companies have simulation to train their manufacturing facility operators.
How does it work for, let's say you bring on a client? I imagine everything's specialized per client.
No, not necessarily. A lot of people can, we have a generic library of simulations, which is somebody else's plant that we've modeled that isn't restricted by proprietary data, and we can sell it to anybody. And if you have a distillation column in a refinery, 90% are the same. So you can take that generic model and get good process training, diagnose skill deficiencies that need to be worked on. And then if you want to go to more advanced plant specific, you can do it in the field or get a custom simulator.
Are you finding that is a pretty acceptable technology, or is there a learning curve, or are there some other barriers to entry?
Well, I've been doing this since 1979, and it was very difficult to get people to accept simulation then. Now it's been used so often. And people know about flight simulators, of course, and most of the plants here in North Dakota, all across the country and the world, have probably used a simulator to train their operators over the last couple of decades. So it's accepted, but it's always that training is always something that seems to be cut back when times get tough. So it's still a hard sell sometimes.
1979, I believe banks were using circular punch cards as computers. How much has changed in your industry? Because I'm trying to think, what would a simulator look like in 1979?
1979, it was circuit cards. So you had to be able to design the process and then suck solder to make sure the circuit cards work properly. And they were in big boxes, and you maybe had 10 control loops as opposed to hundreds now, and it would cost you maybe $1 million. And that same model that cost that much then costs about $5,000 now.
To listen to the full-length interview with John Springsteen from Simtronics, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
And everyone else came down to listen.
It was the winter 1963. It felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would like to thank our sponsors, MBI Energy Services. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Life in the northern town. Hey, on my mind to the night. Hey, on my hey, life in the northern town.
Hey, folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I'm the host of Coffee and Capitalism. I'd like to invite each and every one of you to pull up a stool, pour a cup, and join the conversation. Each week we talk with business owners, innovators, family business, venture capitalists, and kidpreneurs about making money, giving back, and community ethics. That's Coffee and Capitalism,